CCTA wake up call for 10/02/2021. Wake up call 10/02/2021.
Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA wake up call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. Thank you for tuning in. Good to be with you today. Have with me Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Mary is Right Wing Granny at rightwinggranny.com, conservative blog. We have Hal and Rainer James.
Hey there, y'all.
And that's all I have today. Everybody else is busy doing other things, and we're going to get right into the meat of things here. President Joe Biden has detailed his massive infrastructure spending proposal on Wednesday. But, you know, only about 25% of the $2.5 trillion bill funds basic infrastructure.
I didn't realize it was that much.
Yeah.
Well, that's according to a fact sheet summary of the bill. Mm-hmm. The rest of the bill's spending includes massive spending on climate change initiatives, such as development for electric vehicles and charging stations, electric school buses and federal vehicles, and clean energy technology. Clean energy technology. You know, we were energy independent just a short few months, not that long ago.
And we had brought down our carbon emissions during that time.
And today I pumped gas for the first time in a long, long time, over $3 a gallon.
Yeah.
And then I heard a news report on the radio that I really didn't like. And that's the fact that right now, as of today, and this is Thursday, natural gas prices are double what they were.
Yeah.
Yeah, our bills have been steadily going up.
Yeah. Ours went up.
So this winter is going to hit us hard again.
Yes. Well, and you know what? There's something to do with it, more than dollars and cents, that we're not focusing on here, and I think we best not forget it. And that is, for optimal growth, plants need more carbon dioxide than the level we have now. So it's a terrible goal. It's going to reduce crop productivity.
So we're starving plants?
Yep.
Okay.
One of the things that really surprised me about it is something that One American News reported, saying that the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
Pelosi, that's a good one.
Stick with the first.
All right, she said the latest Democrat proposal of a spending bill will cost absolutely $0.
Yeah, right.
Now, how you figure that out? Did you spend $1.5 million to up to $3.5 trillion and it doesn't cost anything?
Honey, you expect Nancy Pelosi to be logical.
Or truthful.
Right.
So this means that I can go into Belk and buy about $2,500 worth of clothes and it won't cost me anything?
Hey, I'm going shopping with you, Mary.
Well, you know, It's ridiculous how stupid they think we are.
Yes.
Or at least some of us. I agree. There are a lot of people that buy into this. They're addicted to mainstream media, and they believe everything they hear there. But like Jen Psaki.
Oh.
Okay?
Yes.
She made the comment, "It's unfair and absurd that companies would increase costs for consumers in response to us taxing them more."
Doesn't she know they can't print the stuff?
You got a bottom line.
How much can they lose out of their profit margin before they're not making money? They're spending money to be in business.
And the owners oftentimes have only the profits.
Right.
If the times are lean, they go hungry.
Right.
Something I found interesting about it is two Democrats are holding it up, passing in the House, and they're Joe Manchin, M-A-N-C-H-I-N.
That's the Senate.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Democrat of West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And Kristen Sinema. Democrat of Arizona. Those two are still standing in the way of the proposal.
And I hope they hold fast there. So anyway, this
Rick,
bill, yes.
There's an article at Powerline Blog, and the title of the article is, "The House Does Not Have Many Mansions." And the whole thing, Joe Manchin has named his price point. It's $1.5 trillion.
Wow. With a T?
With a T.
With a T, okay.
And he said he would go along with a $1.5 trillion infrastructure bill that was focused on infrastructure. But the article mentions some of the things in this bill that are, I mean, there's a lot in this bill that's frightening, but one of the things that was really interesting was something called the Clean Energy Performance Plan, CEPP. And that will reward states that reduce their carbon emissions, and it will penalize states that do not. And what that essentially would work out to be, we don't know who makes the decision on who's doing what either, but that would be a transfer of wealth from red states to blue states.
You know, and Connie points out a couple of other things that are in it in this week's article in the County Compass. One item that's included in it is a media bailout. Well, if we don't think they're fair today, and their ratings are falling, their income is falling.
Why do they need a bailout?
If the government bails out the media, just how fair do you think they're going to be then?
From being broke.
From being broke, because people aren't tuning into them anymore in the numbers that they
did. But just like every other government subsidy, don't strings come along with that bailout?
Honey child, they are doing exactly what the government wants done already. Why?
Yeah, they don't need strings.
No. The strings would just be to prevent somebody like OAN from being included.
Yeah.
And she also mentions that another $6 billion is going to support Afghan refugees. And what Connie says about that is, in the first place, they're not refugees. Let's call them what they are. They're illegal aliens that are our rogue government flew into our homeland without our permission.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's nailed it. And then President Trump sent out a statement about the same subject, and he says that it would allow Biden to bring in anyone he wants from Afghanistan for the next year, no vetting, no screening, no security, and fly them to your community with free welfare and a government-issued ID. And it even covers people who don't live in Afghanistan anymore and haven't for many years, but live in other countries in that
world. Just in time for them to be able to vote in the 2022 elections.
Yeah. There are a couple of things that, in regard to what you said. First of all, New York City, the city council is passing a law or working on a law to allow non-citizens to vote in their local elections. That's the first thing. The second thing is there is an article today or yesterday from the Daily Wire that the Biden administration has reportedly blocked a charter flight from Afghanistan carrying more than 100 American citizens and green card holders from landing in the U.S.
They didn't even let them land somewhere over.
It's in Abu Dhabi right now.
Right.
But now this was part of the
article. I read that on Right Wing Granny, didn't I?
Yes, you did. An administration official speaking on condition of anonymous, said that they were unfamiliar with the matter, but the U.S. government typically takes time to verify the manifest of charter planes before clearing them to land in the United States. Well, first of all, why are they talking to this administration official if he's unfamiliar with the matter, and isn't this such a priority that every administration official should be?
Well, I think that flight was put together by private citizens. It's not a government airplane.
So the government's been blocking them from the time it started.
Yes. Exactly.
Now, I understand from the Bureau of Population, Refugees, and Migration, PRM, shows that North Carolina will welcome 1,169 Afghan refugees into six communities: Asheville, Charlotte, Durham, Greensboro, New Bern, and Raleigh.
New Bern.
Yes. Yes.
They will receive direct support from our state's 10 resettlement agencies that have decades of experience in serving newly arrived refugees.
Oh, good.
And they'll be able to vote, I guess.
Yeah. They've been bringing in for years.
Now, I think a quick thing is the governor of Florida, DeSantis.
Yeah, DeSantis.
Has promised as they bring these refugees into Florida, he is going to confiscate the buses that bring them in.
I wish we had a governor like that.
Well, speaking of governors, and Mary brought up New York. New York has a new governor. Not elected, unappointed. And guess what she had to say? God is dead. I'm God now.
Oh, my.
You should have heard her speech on vaccines. It was awful.
Mm-hmm.
God has given us the vaccine. It's our job to take it because we love each other.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which is it? She doesn't believe in him at all? Or
it's at her convenience.
What comes out her mouth?
At her convenience.
It was awful. It was
However, if you are an Afghan refugee, you do not need a vaccine because you're only visiting.
That's right. You're only going to be here a short while.
Is it too much to ask for logic?
Yes, it is.
You've gone over the top.
All right. Well, the bottom line of this legislation is that the total cost, $2.5 trillion that taxpayers would have to shell out, only about one quarter of that money is going to go directly toward fixing America's infrastructure.
And the rest is going to go toward tearing
a lot
apart
of pork,
and
a lot of pork.
Down.
Yep.
And not just regular pork, but things that are actively destructive.
Well, they're paying. You got to pay for a lot of things that you simply don't agree with, and that's always been the case with government. Now it feels like more and more of our money is going to support one political agenda, and y'all can guess which one that is. So there's no denying the infrastructure needs help, but this ain't it, folks.
No.
This ain't it. All right, it's time to take a break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll come right back and get off on another subject. Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
The God and Country Christian Alliance has a simple mission, but it is a profound one. They want to inform and educate the public on issues of moral and political concern. They want to restore the Judeo-Christian values upon which this nation was founded to all levels of government. And they want to encourage and activate pro-family voters. Simple, but not easy. The God and Country Christian Alliance meets the third Monday of every month at Moore's Barbecue on MLK in New Bern. Meetings begin promptly at 7 p.m. and end by 8:30. To enjoy dinner with the group before the meeting, arrive between 6 and 6:30. Both the food and the company are good. Meetings include speakers and discussion, and their annual banquets are legendary. Join them on the third Monday of each month for a refreshingly candid view of the world and our place in it.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
People's homes are being ruined by these monsters.
It is useless to resist us.
From here, there is no escape.
It is useless to resist us.
I sure would like to get out of here.
Keep your dark glasses on and stay where you are.
The revolution is on.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Let's move on to another topic, and this time we're going to talk a little bit about the anti-lockdown and vaccine mandate protests that are going on worldwide. Folks, if you're not paying attention, well, I want to jump back a minute, back to before the break, and talking to where y'all were talking about the media needed to be bailed out and all that. Mm-hmm. That was a good opportunity for me to say, folks, if you're still paying for cable or satellite TV, if you're getting your news from mainstream media, not only are you lacking good common sense and judgment, you're financing it. Every time you pay your bill, you're sending money to these people that now want to bail out because their ratings are so low.
Oh.
Get off a cable, get off a satellite, get your internet beefed up so you can stream everything. You can use Firefox, you can use Roku, you can use a lot of different devices that are available now for streaming media. Get everything you need, everything you want that way.
Rick sold that to us a long time ago, and that's what we do.
Yes.
And we save $100 a month.
Oh, yeah.
Put a terrible guilt trip on us. I am terribly techie,
well, you were,
challenged.
You were stubborn. It took a long time to convince you.
Well, you needed to convince me that I wouldn't lose out on being able to know what was going on in the world, and you had to show me a thing or two. I wanted to get rid of those nasty people.
That was the biggest problem with most people is they, can I still get Fox News? Well, how do you feel about Fox News now?
My biggest awakening with Fox News was when the results of the Arizona audit came out.
Oh, yes.
Because what I did, a couple of nights after it came out, they hadn't mentioned it yet, and I recorded my normal block, which is Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, and Laura Ingraham, while I watched OAN, One American News. One American News spent about a half hour explaining the details of the audit, what they'd found, and everything like that. And I went back and watched my recording of the three shows of Fox News, which I consider the only reasonable three shows left on Fox News. Mm-hmm. None of them even mentioned it.
Yep.
And that was an awakening, because if you're depending on that, you talk about there's a division in this country. Well, there's a division because the facts aren't getting out,
right,
and the lies are causing division.
Right. Yes, I think we would be much more united if we all knew what's really going on.
And you could make our own decision based on the facts.
You've got seven big corporations that own all the mainstream media outlets. They're all coordinated worldwide. Your local ABC, CBS, and NBC stations saying the same thing as the one in California, the one in New York, the one in Chicago, one in Seattle, one in Dallas. They're all saying the same thing because they get the same talking points at 4 a.m. The Mockingbird Media. Look up the CIA's Mockingbird Project. It's still in effect today, folks. And that's where you're getting your news from on mainstream media. Now, let's jump back to the topic at hand that I brought up before I got sidetracked on my rant. And that's the anti-lockdown vaccine mandate protests worldwide. Now, if you're watching mainstream media, you have no idea what's going on around the world. And all these other countries, France, Italy, Australia, Germany, I believe now.
Massive demonstration.
Massive, massive. Tens of thousands of people in the streets protesting these mandates. In Australia, the police force is out there beating people down, women.
I have seen pictures of that happening on OAN, and it just makes me sick.
Beating them down on the ground because they're not wearing a mask. They're also setting up, already have set up, what they call them camps.
Concentration camp by any other name.
Yeah.
An internment camp. Yeah,
yeah, but it's they've got a name that they call them, where they are putting people that aren't vaccinated, and it's an internment camp. And news has it, some of the reports I've heard, and I haven't had time to really dig into it and find out much about it, maybe y'all know a little bit about it, is FEMA is constructing them here in the
I have heard that.
In the United States.
I've heard
States.
It too, but I don't know.
And Fauci has also changed the definition of fully vaccinated so that you're not fully vaccinated unless you've had the booster.
Yep.
Our son John called yesterday, I believe it was, to tell us that he had quit his job with Booz Allen because they insisted that he get a vaccine, and he refused to do it. He said, "Well, stick by his guns." Well, you know, he's retired from the Army and has a good income anyway. Other things that he's able to do, he's fortunate to be able to do that. Loves cars and sells and buys cars all the time.
Well,
but a lot of folks are not in that position, and they're quitting their jobs. I understand the staffs in hospitals are getting limited for the same reason.
There are a lot of areas that are losing staff. And see, that's
another lie that's being perpetrated by the media. Is that the hospitals are overrun with COVID patients.
No, they're not. They're closing down all sorts of floors, elective surgery, because
they don't have staff.
Are leaving.
Yeah, they don't have staff.
And think about it. They're the people who know the most about medical things, and they're leaving in droves. Does that a clue to something?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You know, I'm going to challenge the listening audience. Ask your friends, what would be the level of containment, or whatever you want to call it, that you would be happy with? Would it be masks? Would it be triple injections? Would it be when would you be happy with this pandemic?
Well, I'm going to tell you, some of them wouldn't be happy until you were gone.
I fully agree with that.
Here's a good example of it. Keith Kidwell, our representative, Keith Kidwell in the 3rd District, not 3rd District.
It's one half of district. Craven County, the 79th.
Right. 79th.
Mm-hmm. 79th District, yeah. He and his wife, Vicky, came down with the COVID, and they were in the hospital for like 16 days, I believe, or for a period of time. Came out, both came down with pneumonia and had to go back and be treated for that. Vicky was a little worse off than Keith was, but they were getting messages or posts on Facebook wishing you were dead, wishing you would die. I hope your wife dies, things
well,
like
that. Well, I tell you what, they got a ton of prayers as well.
Oh, they did. And he stood on the floor of the House of Representatives, I think it was today, and thanked all the people there in the House of Representatives, plus all the people in the public that did send their prayers and well wishes. But, you know, there are some evil people in this world.
Yes.
And yeah. he did go so far as to say, they checked on all these people on Facebook, checked their voter registrations. The ones that wished they were dead were all Democrats.
I'm not surprised
so
to hear it.
So because he's a Republican and because he supported Trump and other, you know, they wish he was dead.
Now, I want to go back to what you were talking about the medical people quitting. In New York, the governor has stated that if the medical people quit because of the vaccine mandate, she is going to send the National Guard in, the medical people from the National Guard, to man the hospitals. Now, I realize there are probably some qualified people in the National Guard. I'm not knocking that. But I would certainly be more comfortable with real hospital people than I would be the National Guard. This is creating chaos that doesn't need to be created.
And
a hospital in Alabama that will not do the vaccine mandate for that reason.
Mm. What do you do with a National Guard person that will not get vaccinated? Do you still call them up?
No.
The military is losing personnel.
They are.
On defense of the National Guard, I was a member for years. Most of the people who are in the National Guard in medical positions are also doctors and nurses.
Yeah. I realize that, but most of them are not hospital workers, which is a slightly different thing.
Let's get back on topic, and that's the anti-lockdown vaccine mandate protest worldwide. Folks, my whole point for bringing this up is I want to know, why is it all these other countries, people are showing up by the tens of thousands to protest? To the best of my knowledge, they don't have a First Amendment in these other countries guarantees them the right to free speech and to meet and assemble to redress their government.
But don't you know, this isn't about freedom or choice. Joe Biden has done told us so.
Yeah, but my point is, these people are going out and doing this.
Because they have sense enough to understand what their human rights are.
They're risking their lives.
It's God-given.
Yes.
It's not the Constitution. The Constitution is supposed to protect us.
Absolutely.
But we knew we had it before there was a Constitution. Other people are smart enough to know the same thing.
Well, these people are going out and risking their lives, their livelihood, imprisonment, all kinds of things, punishments for their protests. And they don't even have a Constitution or a First Amendment or a Second Amendment. Australia, they don't even have guns. They were all taken away from them many years ago.
I've never seen piles of them.
Yeah,
they have no way to protect themselves. So what's it going to take here in America for people to just go and take a stand? I'm not calling for violence.
I think people are taking a stand by quitting their work.
I understand.
There are people doing that
that
really can't afford to.
Yes, I understand that. But I'm talking about the streets are filled with tens of, not 100, not 1,000, tens of thousands.
Understood.
Now, I understand that happened in Washington, D.C. They went to a Trump rally. They didn't go there to protest. They went there to support their candidate for president. And to protest, they did go to protest
the steal of the election.
Yeah.
Stop the steal.
Right.
They were there to protest that or to stand up against it, to be counted.
Right.
Now, because of what's happened to ones that went there and they're locked up without a trial, without charges being pressed, being treated poorly in solitary confinement, many of them.
Not allowed visitors.
After almost a year, not allowed visitors. That is all. In my mind, the intention of that is to put the fear in people that would normally go and stand up.
You're
will
right,
not
right.
go now because they see nothing being done about that.
You know what could happen that would actually could be effective is to have demonstrations in every city and town across the country. How could they come down if everybody...
That's the point. If we all would hit the streets and be counted, and I'm not talking about rioting or causing any damage, because that's not
just
our way.
Just making our thoughts
And that's not
clear.
What that's what January 6th in D.C. was about.
Good it didn't grief, no. If it were an insurrection, it would have looked entirely different.
We wouldn't be under
like.
Rule.
Would be
we wouldn't be under
bath.
Communist rule right now if it had been an insurrection. I'll tell you that.
It would have been totally, totally different operation.
Yes.
You know, the evening of December 31st, many people have tuned into television to Times Square, New York, and watched millions of people getting there. What would it take to get millions of people saying, "I will not do.
I will not comply.
I
will not comply. I am a free man or a free woman in a free country of the United States of America. The rights I have were given to me by God Almighty, and you will not take them away."
That's yeah. Sheriff David Clark in his speech there at the God and Country Christian Alliance. He just blew me away. I thought that thing was wonderful. But he said, it is time to get it in the streets.
It is. It is. Folks, Martin Luther King did it and did it right.
Yes, he did.
And we can do the same thing. And if you're going to let the fear of being incarcerated and locked up, nobody wants to get put in prison. Nobody wants to get locked away. But we got to put an end to this political prisoner thing that's going on up there in Washington now. It's wrong. Everybody knows it's wrong. Everybody knows it's unconstitutional. And GOP, Republicans up there in Congress, where are you? What are you doing? Why are you sitting back and letting our fellow citizens suffer imprisonment, unlawful, unjustified, unconstitutional imprisonment, and you're sitting back and doing nothing about it? Where are you?
There are exceptions.
There's a handful.
They've actually gone there and made a fuss, and they're not nearly enough of them. But
there's a handful of them.
Let's not tar and feather everybody because some of them don't deserve it.
I'm not tar and feathering everybody. I'm saying if you're guilty, you know who I'm talking
to. Okay.
Okay? If you're guilty, you know it. If every Republican in Congress would stand up and demand justice, they couldn't ignore it.
I'd like to multiply Jim Jordan and Marjorie Taylor Greene and
yes.
Clone them. Clone
a little
them.
Bit of
yes.
good news I'd like to throw in is this governor of Texas, Greg Abbott. He said if the federal government's not living up to its obligations to protect the border, Texas would.
Yep.
And
yep.
He's sending Texas Rangers and other people down to the border.
Right.
Some of them mounted. I think that's caused a little consternation with some folks. But
It's been misrepresented.
But he's done it. That's just wonderful that the governor would take that much initiative. I tell you, I wish North Carolina had a governor like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, folks, my whole point is, how much is it going to take? When is enough going to be enough? Where's that line that you're not going to let them cross? When are you going to say, I'm not going to put up with any more of this? I'm not going to comply with your illegal mandates? You know, here's how far it goes, the lying and all. On the radio, I've heard several times this week, on 96.3, which is another station, it's a talk radio station, the Merchants Association. I'm trying to think of it. It's a RMA, Rural Merchants Association, something like that. Anyway, they're running an ad. And the whole point of their ad is to tell you, please have patience with the workers in these stores, especially the ones that ask you to wear a mask, because they're only doing their jobs. And most of the time, it's a lawful order.
Oh, good grief.
It's required by law, is what they say.
Well, I tell you what, I don't have patience with them. When they tell me I have to wear a mask, I say, well, no, I don't. I don't have to shop here.
Well, the whole point there is, though, you've got this public announcement, a commercial, paid for by a merchants association that is spreading a outright lie.
Yeah.
It is not required by law. There are no laws that you have to wear a mask.
Mm-mm.
Only
edicts from people who don't have the right to issue
illegal mandates, yes. Only the representatives, the duly elected legislators, are able to make laws. The governor can't make laws.
And courts cannot make laws.
And the attorney general can't make laws. And the mayors can't make laws.
They need news flashes.
And folks, they can't arrest you for breaking a law that ain't a law. All right? Now, I will agree that in some areas, in some states, in some counties, you'll have law officials that will go along with this communist mandate.
Yep.
They don't uphold the Constitution, even though they took an oath to do that. They aren't doing it. They will go ahead and try to arrest you, may incarcerate you. But it's illegal, it's unconstitutional, and you've got to take a stand. You've got to decide what's more important to you, your freedom and your rights. You just got to make that decision. Mary, real quick, we got to take a break.
We have a lot of areas where the government has wandered into our privacy to a degree that they shouldn't have. And one of those is that the Biden administration has a plan to allow the IRS to view any transactions anyone makes over $600.
Yes.
Well, thank God for Nebraska. Nebraska has become the first state saying that they will not comply. And the Nebraska State Treasurer, John Morante, says he will sue and he will take it all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary.
Well, good for them.
That's what we need.
Yes.
All right, well, let's
push back whatever form it takes, but push back.
Yes.
We've got to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. We'll come back. And I want to talk on about the infringement on our religious liberties when we come back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in Newbern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in Newbern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, I want to jump in on this real quick, the First Amendment. The First Amendment guarantees freedoms concerning religion, expression, assembly, and the right to petition. It forbids Congress from both promoting one religion over others and also restricting an individual's religious practices. It guarantees freedom of expression by prohibiting Congress from restricting the press or the rights of individuals to speak freely. It also guarantees the right of citizens to assemble peacefully and to petition their government. Actually, the text of the First Amendment goes like this. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Now, folks, under the guise of this pandemic, COVID-19, which more and more evidence comes out every day that this was a plandemic, not a pandemic. It was planned, practiced, and been in the works for a number of years. And
the same people who have the patents on the virus have the patents on the supposed vaccine in many cases. There's great overlap.
Right. Well, this pandemic is being used to take away our freedoms, take away our rights. Look at the lockdowns. Look at the people that are forbidden to go out and shop or do business because you're required to wear a mask. And some people refuse to wear a mask. Some people medically cannot wear a mask. But that's an infringement on your rights. Yes, yep. Bob.
I just want to read a quick quote, a Milton Friedman quote, so it's not a brand new quote. The use of force to achieve equality will destroy freedom, and the force introduced for good purposes will end up in the hands of people who use it to promote their own interests.
Right. We've gotten there.
Yep, we are. And back on that, taking away your rights and your freedoms, there are pastors. There's one now that's facing 4 years, I believe, and they've just come up with half a dozen more charges against him.
Yeah, Pastor Arthur Pulowski,
yep,
who was doing prayer rallies in America. He is a Canadian pastor, but he had done a prayer rally in America, and this was interesting to me. He did one in the Portland, Oregon area, where they were attacked by black-clad members of Antifa, and they rushed in with tear gas, sound equipment, and, you know, assaulted the worshipers, and the police did nothing.
Right. Well, he approached, that's a good point, the pastor approached these people and confronted them. And one of the charges is assault with a deadly weapon. He had no weapon. But the whole thing was these people were standing there grabbing their crotches and making vulgar gestures and comments, mm-hmm, to the women and the children there. And the police stood by and did not do anything to protect these Christians that were there trying to hold a worship service. Gosh. So he stepped up to confront them. And so now they're charging him with assault with a...
They've got it all wrong.
Well, of course they have. Anyway, he was locked up, incarcerated, and he's facing some pretty stiff penalties if he gets convicted.
Well, he's a Canadian pastor, and he's up on charges in Canada for holding church services.
Right. Well, that's the current case that's going on right now.
But he's held prayer rallies in America, and last time I checked, it was legal.
Yeah.
To hold prayer rallies.
Well, it's
in
constitutional.
America.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, we're allowed.
Well, if you'll remember back over the last year, there have been lots of reports of worship services that were shut down, and the local law enforcement went in and told them they couldn't hold services. So they started holding them outside on the lawns outside.
That wasn't good enough. Was COVID the excuse?
For yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Social distancing and all that.
Right.
You know,
I got it.
It wasn't good enough that they took it all outside to comply with the
social distance.
Right. They still came in and shut
them
down.
And arrested
them. Yes.
Yes.
And totally unconstitutional. I just read you the First Amendment. But who's standing up? Where are our legislators standing up to defend the Constitution that they all took an oath to defend? Where are they? Folks, you need to remember, come Election Day, there's going to be a lot of primaries, a whole lot of primaries. You know, if you look at the registrations, they've shifted quite a bit. From D's to R's, from R's to independents or unaffiliated. People are tired of it. People are fed up with the fact that their elected representatives are not representing them. They don't have the backbone to stand up against this extreme liberal, I'm going to call it communist, takeover of our government. I mean, we have avowed communists sitting in the halls of Congress, socialists, you know, and look at these laws that are supposed to be laws, but they're unconstitutional, totally unconstitutional.
Yeah.
Who's standing up to do something about it? People, you've got to stand up and make your voice heard.
Interestingly, Rick, I think there's a new crop of people who are going to be running for offices at all levels of government. Hannah had an interesting experience today at MJ's. We were having a meal, and a handsome-looking black man came in wearing a red ball cap with an elephant embroidered on it and carrying a portfolio with some political something on it. And as he came by our table, I made eye contact, and I looked up at him, and I said, "We need a full forensic audit in North Carolina." He stopped dead in his tracks, and he said, "We surely do." And we had a nice conversation. Well, I started thinking about it, wondering if he was responding what I was saying and what would happen if I just asked him a question. So I got up and went over to his table. And I said, assuming we had a full forensic audit and it showed massive fraud, both by internet interference and all the stuff that we've normally thought of as penny ante, only it's they, we've upped the ante on that, what should happen? And he said, well, he said people should be arrested, trials should be held, the guilty should be punished, the people who are in office who were not voted into office need to be escorted out of that office, the people who won need to be restored to that office. And I thought, I wasn't just feeding him things to reflect back at me. He's got it.
Yep.
And then I asked him about the 17th Amendment. He didn't know what I meant at first, but I explained it was the one that took the election of Senate. And he's running for the North Carolina, I mean, not the North Carolina, the U.S. Senate. His name is Ken Harper.
The Burr seat.
The seat that Burr currently holds. And I said, well, it took the selection of senators, U.S. senators, out of the hands of the state legislatures and put it into the hands of the people, which means that various interest groups around in the state get to play the tug of war game. And he said, well, I tell you what, he said, I haven't given that a lot of thought, but here's what I think. States' rights are important, and that sounds to me like it's really highly in favor of strengthening states' rights, and I am all for that. The federal government has been practicing some nasty overreach. I think we need to keep our eye on Ken Harper.
And Ken Harper, right.
Yeah, and that's just one example. But I do think there are some stirrings of people that we're going to find worthy of
right.
our support. I certainly hope so.
Well, that's not an endorsement. That's just an observation.
I was impressed with the conversation I had. That's a starting
point. Right. It's an observation, and there's many more out there. And, folks, you brought up a good point there that triggered me again. you spineless representatives out there that will not stand up. I'm tired of hearing you with your excuse that there's nothing we can do about it.
We don't have the vote.
There's nothing we can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that's ever, it's never happened before. There's nothing in the Constitution about what to do, blah, blah, blah. Well, that doesn't stop us.
No. Well, when a contract, okay. and the Constitution is a contract.
Yeah.
When a contract is silent about whether something can be done or not, it can be.
Right.
It doesn't specify that it can't. Okay, do it.
Start at the state. Level, states' rights. We can do something about that.
Yep.
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that something ain't right. Okay?
No, we've all figured it out.
I mean, you've got one party controls, took almost every seat in the state except the top four. The top four seats, the ones that control elections.
The ones that control the elections?
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
They went to the opposite party. Now, what are the odds of that?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And it happened two elections in a row. What are the odds of that? It doesn't take somebody with a whole lot of sense to figure out something ain't right.
Yep.
But the only thing you can get out of our elected officials is, well, there's nothing we can do about it. With that attitude, no, there is nothing you can do about it.
We need a full forensic audit in North Carolina. We need to know what really happened.
Absolutely.
This upsets me terribly. There are Republicans who are against that. I think there may have been some misbehavior among Republicans. Well, if it did, damn it.
I'm tired of Republicans and Democrats and labels and letters.
Do it right.
We need to look at the quality of the candidate and the record of the candidate, and either they got a backbone or they don't. Either they are going to do what their oath requires them to do, or they're not. And if they're not, they don't go back in. Okay, folks, we got to take another quick break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
Hey folks, here's a tip. When you think firearms and ammo, think East 70 Palm. They built on Highway 70 east of New Bern across from the fairgrounds for 31 years. Drew Preston and his staff know firearms. Gun sales have tripled in under a year, and women shooters are the fastest growing part of their business. Their great inventory, over 300 guns in stock, changes daily. And if you want something they don't have, they'll look for it. New and used, rifles, shotguns, and pistols. Buy, sell, or trade. And they also have many holsters, scopes, and other gun accessories. Every member of the staff is deeply knowledgeable, and every one of them is an excellent shooter. So don't just come for the inventory. Come for the thoughtful advice. East 70 Palm, your home for firearms, ammo, and answers. Highway 70 East, New Bern, across from the fairgrounds.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swanspur, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
You know how you feel when your hair looks great? Why not have that feeling regularly? You can if you let Kristen Toller be your secret weapon. Kristen is one half of the dynamic duo at Creative Hair by Patsy. They cut hair for both men and women, and they understand that one style does not fit all. Each person has some styles that look great, while others would be not so great. And as for the question to color or not to color, only you can answer that. But if you decide you want the lift a bit of color can add, you're in good hands with Kristen. She's great with color. So go ahead, give Kristen a call at 252-636-5741 and book an appointment. That's 636-5741. You know you want to do it.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, folks, I want to real quick touch on the what's going on with our military and how our military members are being abused by a higher level. Let's talk about the Afghanistan thing and the hearings they're having with the generals. What's going on there? What kind of leadership do we have in our military now? They're either liars or traitors, I don't, you know, or both.
I vote for answer number two.
I think all of the above.
Booted, well, not all, but most of the good people have been booted out.
Right. Well, the questions were asked of them if they had the conversation with the president about the Afghanistan situation, and their recommendation was to have, I think it was 2,500 left there.
Yeah.
And they all agreed, yes, that's what they told the president. However, the president says, no, nobody ever told him that. Now, either three generals are lying or one president's lying, or both of them could be deceptive.
One of the things that I heard was that they had approached the military about leaving people behind on something like August 25th, 6 days before they were supposed to be out.
Right.
Now, I again, we don't know who's where, who's on first and what's on second and all that good stuff, because the obfuscation is apparent, and the finger pointing goes to nobody.
Right. You know, what I really think is that Trump's plan was to leave 2,500 people, and they jumped behind that to hide what they had really done is what I believe.
Well, folks, you need to be praying for our servicemen that are serving under these high-level military leaders because they're under some poor leadership right now, and some of them are having to suffer the consequences of that.
Yeah, I've been reading a book recently about World War II, and in the book it talks about commanders have been relieved for such things as being slow to move their armies into positions and things like that. Well, that was in a time of war. And I know, you know, the war that we're in now is not quite as obvious as World War II was, but a commander who would leave Americans and leave the take the military out, leave all that equipment, and such a debacle as that, he needs to be fired or to resign.
He needs to be tried for treason. That's what he needs to be.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right, folks, we're going to move on. We're about out of time here. And I just want to share some stuff with you here. If you call yourself a God-fearing Christian patriot American, you need to read Ezekiel 33. And I'm going to go over it with you right now. Again, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, speak to the children of your people and say to them, when I bring the sword upon a land and the people of the land take a man from their territory and make him their watchman, when he sees the sword coming upon the land, if he blows the trumpet and warns the people, then whoever hears the sound of the trumpet and does not take warning, if the sword comes and takes him away, his blood shall be on his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, but did not take warning. His blood shall be upon himself, but he who takes warning will save his life. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet, and the people are not warned, and the sword comes and takes away any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity. But his blood I will require at the watchman's hand. Now, folks, we are all watchmen. And if you are aware of what's going on, if you are following and getting the truth and know the truth, and you are not sharing it, you're not doing your job as a watchman. You need to be sharing your information. It says right here, if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet, and the people are not warned, and the sword comes and takes any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at the watchman's hand. Folks, if you know what's going on, please share it. Please share it. Don't be intimidated. Don't be afraid to speak out. Don't be afraid of going into Facebook jail. Don't be afraid of being called names or being harassed. Stand up for God's word. Do your job as a watchman and share. If they don't listen, it's on them. And I just thought I needed to share that tonight. So that's about all the time we have for tonight's show. I want to thank you for tuning in. I urge you to listen to our sponsors' ads and then go out and visit them and say, hey, I heard about you guys on CCTA Wake Up Call. That's an awesome show. Thank you for sponsoring it. And I invite you to also tune back in next week for another edition of CCTA Wake Up Call right here on 107.1, The Talk Station.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.